起来用第一首诗歌，我们来赞美我们的主，我们的神。第一首诗歌《愿你崇高》，一起来唱这首歌。我们一起来做个祷告。主，我们在天上的父神，感谢赞美你，感谢你让我们今天在这里可以聚在你的殿中，在各个人的家中来敬拜赞美你。主，你住在我们心中，我们每一个人就是你圣灵的殿。主，求你真的是灵运行在我们当中，求你保守我们今天的聚会有你的同在。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，第二首诗歌是一首英文诗歌，觉得青少年或弟兄姐妹应该都会唱。然后主，我高举你的名，然后让我们真的是在这个主日的早晨，我们来敬拜我们的神，我们的主，我们高举他的名，荣耀他的名。我们一起来唱这首诗歌 ，Lord, I lift your name on high。Lift your name on high. 好，感谢主，高举主的名。好，那么接下来是祷告的时间，我们请 Abraham 弟兄我们做祷告。
希伯来书第五章第七节到第十节，然后第四章第十四节到第十六节。基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基显德的等次称他为大祭司。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。我们一起祷告。亲爱的主，我们敬拜你。亲爱的主，我们赞美你。主，我们来你的儿女来到你面前，主，求你接受我们的赞美，接受我们的敬拜。主啊，愿我们按着心灵和诚实在你面前的敬拜，能够像馨香的祭达到你的面前，蒙你的悦纳。亲爱的主，我们感谢你。主，你用你的肉体掰开，为我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们能够达到神的面前。主，你也在父神的右边做尊荣的大祭司啊，替我们代求。主，今天让我们能够这一般原本不配的人蒙了你极大的恩典，因着你的所事，因着你的所作，我们来到父神的面前，我们有这样的权柄，可以坦然无惧的来，为要得神的怜悯，蒙神的恩惠，也求神做我们随时的帮助。主啊，还是感谢你的恩典。主啊，只是让我们在思想，常常思想这样的恩典的时候，这样的恩典就激励我们，我们愿意更深的来认识你，更深的来让你，让我们的生命在你的手里来被你所改变。亲爱的主，恩待我们众弟兄姐妹，还是把我们自己众弟兄姐妹，这个教会的众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中。主啊，你是恩典在我们身上。主啊，带领造就我们，把我们的生命就是带到高处。亲爱的主，我们生命当中，我们个人在各样的光景当中，我们有完梗悖逆的地方，我们有真是不愿意放弃的地方。主啊，求你在我们生命当中来做更深的工作，带领的工作。主啊，孩子，特别我们众弟兄姐妹，接下去一段时间，主啊，我们灵里啊，为我们实体教会的敬拜啊，重新开始实体教会的敬拜的灵里的预备，把它交在你的手中。主啊，你是恩典在我们众弟兄姐妹心当中。主啊，你带领我们，主，让我们知道主一切在你的手中。主，我们靠着你刚强啊壮胆。主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们真是在整个这个过程当中，真是在经历，在这样一个特殊的时期当中，主，我们在你的身，在你里面，在对你的信靠，在对你啊，对你圣灵所启示的啊，把你的平安放在我们心里这样的经历，主啊，让我们有一个小小的经历，让我们在这个经历当中，这是能够这一段的时间。不光是一个世界上发生巨变的一个时期，乃是更是我们众弟兄姐妹心里灵命当中，能够因着经历你的信实，因着经历你的平安，因着经历你所赐给我们这样的胆量，主啊，我们生命当中也有一个进展，也有一个长进。主啊，求你施怜悯在我们众弟兄姐妹心。亲爱的主，还是也把我们教会各样的聚会仰望在你的手中，无论是将要开始的实体教会，还是继续在线上各样的教会、各样的聚会，都仰望在你的手中。主啊，你恩待我们众弟兄姐妹，在我们一起聚集的时候，主啊，求你施恩典，让我们在你面前的聚集，让我们在你面前的敬拜，让我们在你面前的交通，让我们在你面前的分享，主啊，你话语的宣讲，都能够是你借着这样的机会来造就我们的时候，来改变我们的时候，也是让你的名得着荣耀的时候。主啊，我们把各样的聚会交在你的手中，主，你带领保守。亲爱的主，还直接把我们教会当中 各个实体教会实体的聚会开始聚会以后，主，我们各样侍奉的跟进也交在你的手中。主啊，求你让我们众弟兄姐妹心里有一颗愿意服侍你的心。主啊，这是让你让我们常常思想你为我们做成这样极大的恩典的时候，主，我们心思上有一个跟进。主，我们愿意在你的教会来服侍你，愿意你的教会来侍奉你，侍奉弟兄姐妹。主啊，让我们以这样来回应你在我们身上所做成极大的恩典，这是极大的救恩。亲爱的主，还直接把我们这种弟兄姐妹的需要仰望在你的手中，特别把我们当中要做旅行的弟兄仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你真是一手带领保守他，天峰弟兄要旅行回到佛罗里达。主啊，求你特别恩典与他同在，他一路回去的时候，主你保守他行车的平安，也保守他脱离一切这些所谓细菌的干扰。主啊，求你让他能够平平安安回到佛罗里达的家中。主啊，也把我们当中弟兄姐妹有身体有软弱的，生活当中有难处的，主一一仰望在你手中。主啊，求你让我们真是能够学习把我们的重担能够托在你的面前。主，让我们知道你是那位天天背负我们重担的主，是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。主啊，我们继续把今天的聚集仰望在你的手中。主啊，吸引我们众弟兄姐妹的心来归向你。主啊，为把冯涛弟兄的信息仰望在你的手中。主啊，你的话语宣讲的时候，主圣灵向我们众弟兄姐妹来说话。主啊，圣灵向我们众弟兄姐妹在用着你的话语在我们心里来做教导、度职、责备、归正的工作，让我们的心来归向你。主啊，也愿我们弟兄姐妹用着心灵和诚实的情感，你的儿女在世界各地在这个时候向你的敬拜都能够成为馨香的祭，达到你的面前蒙你的悦纳，因为你的名是配得一切尊贵颂赞荣耀和赞美。还这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督名，阿们。
好，感谢 Abraham 弟兄的带我们做的祷告。就像在祷告中说到的一样，让我们把自己生命中的重担我们都可以交给我们的主，我们的神，因为他与我们同行，因为他时时刻刻与我们在一起，为我们遮风挡雨，真的是为我们背负重担，我们与他同行。在约翰福音15:4-5中说到，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面，枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能果子，若不常在我里面，是这样，枝子念念因为离了我们。这首诗歌在呢之后，诗人的境况如何，主耶稣都
在旷野无人之处寻求你，得救在乎归回安息。
感谢主，那时刻住在他里面，那思想神的同在。再来把时间和屏幕给我们，他更知道是今天就是
感谢神啊！我们弟兄姊妹，我们再一次透过网络，在主日来敬拜神。
Thank God again. We through the internet we come together and worship God.
就像我们弟兄带领我们唱的，刚才有一首诗歌，里面有一句歌词：高举神的名，高举主耶稣基督的名。
And just like one of the hymn we just sang, we lift Jesus' name up high.
这就是我们聚会的目的，我们是高举神的名。
And that's the purpose of our gathering. We lift Lord's name on high.
这也是每一个基督徒活在这个世界上的人生目的，就是将荣耀归给天上独一的真神上帝。
And this is also the purpose of every Christian's life on earth. That's to give the glory to Heavenly Father and the true God.
那么当主耶稣从死里复活，在他升天之前，他给他的门徒颁布大使命。
And when Jesus was resurrected from the death, and when before he ascended to heaven, and he gave the great commission to his disciples,
仅仅因为主耶稣给他的门徒有大使命这一点，我们就可以说基督徒是这个世界上最幸福的人。
And just because that Jesus gave his disciples a Christian that great commission, we can say the Christian should be the most happiest person on the earth.
一个人的人生有目的，他的人生一定是充实的，一定是充满了力量，因为他的人生有目的。
If a person, his life has a purpose, then his life is fulfilling and he has the strength because he has the purpose.
尤其是当一个人的人生的目的是上帝给他的，那这样的一个人生的使命将给他带来无穷的心理的信心、满足和喜悦。
Especially if this purpose is given by God, then this will bring its enormous fulfilling and happiness and strength in his life.
圣经说上帝的选民去到神的面前，去到锡安的时候，他们不疲倦，他们不懈怠，他们力上加力。
And in the psalm, he said, God's people, when they walk towards Zion, they are not tired. They arehave a strength, over strength.
因为他们行在神的旨意当中，他们是向着上帝而去的。
Because they are walking in the way of God and they walk towards God.
一个人的人生没有目的的人生，这样的人生可以说是很悲惨的人生。
A person's life, ifA life without purpose, and then this life is very tragedy.
一个人的人生的目的如果是错误的，那这样的人生也会走上一条悲惨的结局。
If a person's life, the purpose of his life is wrong, then his consequence is also tragedy.
这种情形永远不会发生在基督徒身上，因为主耶稣基督给我们每一个人的人生有大使命。
And this should never happen to Christian because Jesus has the great commission for every Christian.
啊，我们今天就来读主耶稣给我们的大使命，马太福音28:19-20。
So we're going to read the great commission that Jesus gave to us, which is recorded in Matthew 28:19-20.
我们大家可以看到眼前的屏幕，我们一起来读。
We can look on the screen and we can read together.
马太福音28:19-20，十九节起。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这就是主耶稣基督给所有信靠他的人的大使命。
This is the great commission that Jesus gave to all the people who trust him.
那么耶稣让他的门徒去传福音，那么让世人都遵行耶稣的教训，成为耶稣的门徒，或者成为基督徒。
And so, Christ wanted his disciples to preach the gospel and make all the people become his disciple and all become a Christian, if you.
那么，到底什么是基督徒呢？
So, what is Christian?
那么首先当然是遵行耶稣教训的人。
Of course, they follow the teaching of Christ.
那么基督徒这个名字第一次出现，它的希腊文原来的意思就是指小基督。
And so the first time the Christian, that name appeared in the Greeks, that actual original mean is a little Christ.
那么就是当世人看到这一群跟从信靠耶稣的人，发现他们就是跟耶稣一样的，成为越来越像耶稣的这样的一群人，所以世人就叫他们小基督。
So when the world look at the Christian, they find that they like a Christ, and so they call them little Christ.
那么事实上，这就是神的心意，在罗马书8:29，圣经这样告诉我们。
And that actually is the will of God.That was like said in the Romans 8:29.
我们大家还可以一起看到眼前的屏幕，我们一起来读罗马书8:29。
And you can look on the screen and let's read together Romans 8:29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中成长子。所以上帝预先知道的人，预先拣选的人，上帝对这些人是有一个目的，有一个心意的。
So here the passage said, for those who God pre-knew or predestined the people, God has a will.
那么上帝要这些人能够越来越像他的独生爱子，主耶稣基督的样子。
And basically, God wants those people to become more and more like His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
所以在早期的教会当中，当世人看见这群信靠跟从耶稣的人，他们真的发现了这个现象，就是这些人越来越像耶稣了。
And so in the early church, when people look at Christians, they discover this phenomena that these people are more and more like Christ.
所以世人就叫这些人基督徒。
So they call them Christian.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
So let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们。
We thank you, you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world and looking for and save us.
担负我们的罪，在十字架上代替我们接受罪的刑罚。
He bare our sin on the cross, is take our place to take the punishment of sin.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠他的人也能够有一天从死里复活。
And is dead and buried and third day raised from the death, and so that who that for each one of us who trust him, that one day we will from a resurrected.
感谢天父上帝赐下主耶稣基督成为我们效法的榜样。
Thank God that you sent Jesus Christ so it become the model we can follow.
感谢上帝将你的话语界的圣经赐给我们，让我们可以透过圣经来认识主耶稣基督，来信靠他，跟从他，效法他。
Thank God that you give us words through Bible and reveal us as Christ to us so we can follow him and learn from him and be modeled by him.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们大家现在都处在一个非常特殊的时期，就是这个新冠病毒到处蔓延的这样的一个时期。
We all know that we are in a very special time period, and that is the time that we have the COVID-19 spread around.
那么我常常会听到一个词，就是感染或者说蔓延，很大传染。
And so we often hear two words, infection or the pandemic.
现在很多人怕的，当然包括我自己，我也很怕被新冠。
Of course, a lot of people afraid of infected by the COVID-19. Of course, my.
如果我们被某一个病毒所传染，我们也就成了病人了。
If we are infected by certain virus, then we become a sick person.
那么这个发生在这个病人身上的一切的病症也就会发生在我身上了。
And then any symptom of this sickness will happen in me too.
但是我不希望这些病症发生在我身上，所以我要杜绝这样被感染的机会。
So if I don't want those symptoms to occur in my body, then I want to stop any possibility of being infected.
那么弟兄姊妹也都知道，我们教会很快就会开始实体的聚会了。
And as you know, that pretty soon we will start our worship at the church.
当然我们要顺服现在这个政府的这个法律这个制度。
Of course, we still follow the guideline that issued by the government.
如果政府有这样的制度，有这样的政策出台，我们作为教会，我们就要顺服，因为圣经教导我们要顺服地上执政掌权的。
If the government has certain guidelines, then we follow those guidelines. We submit us to them because Bible teaches we will in these things we will submit to the world authority.
那么自然就有一个问题，这个有传染这个现象存在怎么办呢？
And but another issue is that what about there is a contagious issue? How do we handle that?
我们就会说我们戴口罩就可以了。
And、
大家都戴口罩啊，
maybe
有一些医护保护措施。
Or maybe we should have wear mask everybody and have some other protection measures.
有一天我的妻子就跟我说，那大家都戴口罩，你自己在讲台上讲到，你不戴口罩怎么行呢？
And so one time my wife told me, if everyone wear mask, how about you? You preach on the pulpit, you don't wear masks?
后来也是确实觉得这个没有见过好像有谁哪个传道人是戴着口罩来传讲上帝的话的。
But I kind of feel I haven't seen any preachers that wear mask to give a sermon.
然后我的妻子就说，那你可以戴一个那种面罩啊，就是很多人自己做的，用塑料片啊做的这个面罩戴到你头上。
Maybe you can make then my wife said maybe you can wear some plastic mask cover to cover your face.
当然了，我们都知道这是这也确实的，从医学上面来看，这可能是一个必要的措施哈。
Of course, from medical point of view, it may be that's a necessary measures.
但是我们会看见，就是说我们今天就不要被传染，不要被感染，因为我不希望像那个已经染病的人。
I'm saying this to try to make a point that today we always want to take all the measures, don't want to be infected, and I don't want to be like the person being sick.
当我来思想这件事情的时候，我就想到我以前的一个所经历的一件事。
And when I think about this, and I thought one thing that I had experienced before.
那么当我还在 NU 读书的时候，那个时候有一对这个母子从中国大陆来到 NU。
And when I was studying in NU, and at that time I encountered a mother and a son, they come from China.
然后这个妈妈就带她的儿子大概当时差不多六岁左右的样子，然后每个礼拜三晚上来参加我们的这个查经聚会。
And that mother actually brought her boy, at that time is about 6 years old, and every Wednesday came to our Bible study group.
然后两年之后呢，这个妈妈就带她的儿子就回到了中国大陆。
And 2 years later, and this mother took her boy and went back to China.
所以这个小男孩呢，又回到中国大陆的学校当中。
So this boy back to the school in China.
然后有一天，老师就问班上的学生：“你们长大想当什么呀？”
And one day, the teacher in his class asked the student, "What do you want to become when you grow up?"
然后所有的学生都交上自己的答案，但这个小男孩交上的答案跟所有其他的学生都不一样。
And so everyone gave their answer, and the answer of this little boy is different from everybody.
那么这个小男孩交上的答案就是，我长大以后我想成为一个基督教的牧师。
And when he, the answer from this little boy, he said, when I grew up, I want to become a pastor.
那么这时候这个老师就一看，哎呀，这个答案就太不好了，所以老师赶紧跟这个小男孩的妈妈打电话，把妈妈叫到学校来，要谈，要跟他的家长要谈一下。
So when the teacher saw this answer and he thought that's a serious issue, and he or she called the mother, say, call them to the school. They want to discuss talking to his mother.
我相信我不需要做出太多的解释，肯定很多朋友都了解中国大陆的这样的一个现实的情况。
And I believe I don't need to make too many explanation, and everyone understand why this in China will be a big thing, per their situation there.
所以老师就很紧张，就把他的妈妈叫到学校来，就说你们。去美国两年，你这个儿子肯定是接触了一些基督徒，受到不好的影响。
And so this teacher is kind of very nervous and called the mother and told the mother that you guys went to US for 2 years and your son must be have a contact with some Christian and had a very, very bad influence from those Christians.
他就是他现在就被那些基督徒都带坏了。
And so they are, I think your boy is basically was infected or by those Christians, quote unquote.
他被在美国那些基督徒都传染了，他现在长大了，他要做牧师了。
And your boy is infected, quote unquote, by this Christian, and you want to become a pastor.
当我后来知道这件事情以后，我才明白。原来在很多人眼里，这个基督徒是很可怕的传染病啊。
And when I hear this story, I kind of come to realize that in many people's sight, and the Christian is a very, very terrified pandemic.
当然了，我也不是直到那个时候才明白，但是因为。当时这个老师的反应又让我再一次认识到， 原来在很多人心里，基督教的信仰是很可怕的传染病啊。
And so, of course, I was not there that time. I understand that, but just because of this teacher's language make me can enhance my understanding that in many people's idea, they think Christianity is a very serious infectious disease.
啊，那么我还记得以前蔡耀明弟兄。蔡耀明宣教士来到我们教会跟我们分享的时候，蔡耀明弟兄讲的他的一个亲身经历。
And I still remember one time we have the aviation aviation organization. The missionary Miss Tsai Yaoming come to a church and he talked about one of the experience that he had.
那么。蔡耀明宣教士呢，他就说，就是他以前回到美国，他会去到一些教会去有布道会啊，去讲道这样。
Mr. Tsai Yaoming told this story that he used to when he come to U.S. he will go to visit different church and to preach.
那么有一天呢，就是有一个基督徒的姊妹。就来找到他，在他讲完道之后，找到他就要跟他谈。
And one time, and after he preached, and a sister come to him and want to talk to her. Him.
然后这个姊妹对蔡弟兄就说：“就是以前呐、啊，你来到我们这里，就是你开布道会的时候，我总是要把我的丈夫要拉过来听你讲道，你讲的太好了。”
And he told Ms. Tsai, he said, before when you come to preach in our church, I always want to grab my husband to hear your preach because you really did a good job in preaching.
那个时候我的丈夫还不是基督徒，我非常希望他能够相信呢，我非要把他拉过来听你讲道。
At that time, my husband is not Christian yet, so I was so much desperate want to.Him to become a Christian, I have to drag him to hear your preach, and I want him to become a Christian.
但是现在我的丈夫成为我的基督徒了，我不用拉他，他都来听你讲道。
But now my husband is a Christian, I don't have to drag him, and he will come to hear your preach.
但是现在当我丈夫听你讲道的时候，我非常的害怕，我怕他举手。
But now when my husband come to hear your preach, and I very much afraid. I afraid he will raise his hand.
因为你现在讲到你呼召人们撇下一切跟从耶稣，你呼召人们去爱耶稣超过一切，然后你向人发出这样的呼召。
And because right now in your preach, you call people to give up everything to follow Christ.
那我当你这样呼召的时候，我真的怕我丈夫举手，然后我怕他辞职，然后带领我们一家人出去做宣教士，像你一样。
And I'm afraid of when he make this call and he raise his hand and quit his job and become a missionary and take our whole family on a mission trip like you.
我很害怕，所以你现在你来讲道，我很害怕。
So.I'm very afraid, and so now when you come to preach, I kind of afraid.
后来蔡弟兄就跟我分享这件事情哈。
And so yeah, Miss Tsai, Brother Tsai actually shared this with me at that time.
然后我想，哦，原来蔡弟兄也是一个很可怕的传染源呐，很多人很怕他。
And I was come to think, oh, that Brother Tsai is also very.Terrible infectious disease, quote unquote.
就是你不要传染了我的丈夫，你不要传染了我的妻子，你不要传染了我的孩子。
And basically, people are saying is don't infect my husband, don't infect my wife, my children.
人们为什么会这样想？人们就说：“你这个样子，你的人生，你不要发生在我身上，或者不要发生在我所关心的人身上。”
And people's basically saying that your life, I don't want them to happen in my life or the people that I care about.
也就是说，就是这些人，就好像那个老师对那个小孩子的家长说，这些人是病人呐，这些人在传染他们的疾病，你让你的孩子不要被这些人传染了。
And just like this teacher said to this little boy or the mother of the boy that those people are a sick person, quote unquote, they are spreading the disease. So you are not should be, you should be avoid being infected, quote unquote.
就好像那一个姊妹，她看到蔡弟兄，她听蔡弟兄讲，她就哎呀，蔡弟兄这个样子，我不希望发生在我的丈夫身上。
And just like this,
我不希望我的丈夫做宣教士。
Just like this sister, and when he hear Brother Tai's preach, and he think he is a missionary, but I don't want my husband become a missionary.
所以简单的说，他不认同蔡弟兄那种生活或者那种生活方式是正常的，是应该去像那个样，他不认为这样，他说不要成为那个样子。
Put in a simple way, the sister basically don't think Brother Tai's lifestyle is normal, and it should be followed, and she don't want her husband to have this type of lifestyle.
所以换一句简单话说，就这些人在人看来就是病人，他们有病，他的这种病不要发生在我。
So basically, in people's side, those people are sick person, quote unquote, and I don't want his sickness, quote unquote, happening to me.
所以不要被他传染啊！我的丈夫、我的家庭、我的孩子，不要被这些人传染，不要也得这种病，有这种病症。
And don't be infected by those people, and I don't want to have the same symptom, quote unquote, as they have.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹，当你成为基督徒之后，别人对你说你有病。
And I don't know how many Christian brothers and sisters here, when you become a Christian, people will say that you are a sick person.
其实我知道很多很多的弟兄姊妹、基督徒，他们常常听见别人对他们说你有病。
And I believe a lot of us hear people say to them, "You are a sick person."
你是不是有病啊？每个礼拜天去教会，那有什么意思呢？
We hear the saying, "Are you sick? Every Sunday you have to go to church." What's the mean?
你是不是有病？你自己去就好，你把孩子还带去，你不耽误孩子学习的时间吗
？Were you sick? Not only you go and you also take your kids with you. Did you just sacrifice their time of study?
你是不是病？你是不是脑筋出问题？你是不是脑子有病？你还给教会奉献你所有收入的十分之一？你是不是疯了
？And are you crazy? Your mind lost your mind when you gave a tithe to your church?
教会没给你钱，你还给教会钱？教会给你了什么
？Church doesn't give you money, and you give tithe to church. What church gave you?
你是不是被那些基督徒？你是不是被那个教会？你被那个谁谁谁洗脑了，你脑子有病。
Were you actually brainwashed by the church or somebody in the church, or you actually lost your mind?
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹听过这样的话，别人对你说你有病。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters actually hear this type, similar type of saying that people think you're sick.
人们怕被你这样的人传染。人们认为你已经被传染了
and the people are afraid but infected by the person like you, and they think you already been infected.
我以前在中国大陆的时候，当我成为基督徒之后，我常常听到这样的话，尤其是当我向人传福音的时候，我常常听见人家跟我说你有病。
And when my time in China, I often hear people say that, especially when I try to preach a gospel to other people, people say you're sick.
当我在大学的时候给我的同学传福音，他们就说，哎呀，你自己脑子有病就算了，你还要传染我。
And when I in the college, I'm trying to preach to my classmate, and They will say, "Wow, you are sick and you want to infect me."
啊，你还要给我洗脑？你做梦
？And you are just in daydream if you want to brainwash me.
当我在以前在中国大陆的公司工作的时候，啊，我公开我基督徒的身份。
When I was working in China in a company, I openly identify my Christian faith.
然后我工作了17年，但是没有办法得到提升，因为我不是共产党员。
And I worked there for 17 years, but I was not able to be promoted because I'm not Christian Communist Party member.
然后我的同事都认为我有病，你自己信就好了，你为什么要让公司知道呢？你傻啊。
And a lot of my colleagues think I'm sick and fool, and said you believe, just believe in privacy. Why you have to let the company know that?
然后当在我自己的家里啊，我们的刚买了房子，刚装修好，在我自己的家里就有弟兄姊妹来聚会，那几十人恨之，有的时候可能接近上百人。这个聚会完了之后离开那个刚装修的家完全是另外一个样子。
And also when we have our new house, just finished the decoration, everything, and we open our house to 20 some or some even 100 people for the gathering. And you know, after that, the house is completely different.
这种事情不是偶尔发生一次，这是每个礼拜都发生，每个礼拜甚至发生好几次。
Those things are not like happen rarely. It's just happen every week, or maybe more than once every week.
那个时候，我的邻居们就说，你看这一家人有病。
And at that time, my neighbor basically said, this family is kind of sick.
然后，尤其是还常常被一些当地的公安警察呀、关照啊、提醒啊，这是在人看来，这是脑子有病的人。
And not only so, because at that time also frequently that police or public security bureau personnel will stop by and to harass us, so that people think you go through all those. It's just kind of sick.
哎呀，不要被他们传染了，不要成为像这样的人呐。
And when they see all this, say that we definitely should be infected by them. Don't like that.
我以前在中国大陆的时候，常常被一些不信耶稣的人、不信主的人说有病。当然就是基督徒，在中国大陆的基督徒没有这样的，没有说我有病的，因为他们的这种病比我还重的很多，这是加引号的病哈。
And so in China, I have a lot of time was referred as a sick person, by non-believer. But all the Christian, none of them will say I'm sick, because most of them probably even sicker, quote unquote, than me.
我们这里稍微说明一下，我前面说的这些病都是加引号的哈，就基督徒的这种言行。
And when I said the sick, it's at quote, it's basically I'm referred to the Christian, what they speak, what they act.
很多的时候，基督徒的一些言行在世人看来是一种病症，世人不想被这种病症所传染。
Many times the Christian life in the sight of the world is like a symptom of sickness, and they don't want to be infected.
那么当我来到美国之后，我发现，原来我在一些基督徒的眼中也不太正常的。
And when I come to US and I find that even in some Christians' sight, seems not that normal.
那么有一次在主日讲道当中，我就说每一个主日弟兄姊妹都应该来聚会，都应该带孩子来聚会。
And one time in my Sunday sermon, I said that every Sunday, Christian brother and sister should come and bring your children come to worship.
你如果不是得了那种需要打911的那种紧急就要处理的疾病，你就应该来教会。
And unless you have some kind of very serious disease that's so serious you need to call 911, and other than that, you should come to church.
你如果仅仅是有一些，哎呀，我不太舒服啊，我头有点疼啊，或者是昨天晚上没有睡好啊，脑袋有点昏啊。
And if you just have a minor discomfort, maybe last night didn't sleep well, and there's a little headache, and so on and so forth.
你不是得了这种需要紧急处理、紧急治疗的这种疾病，你都应该来教会，你的孩子也应该这样。
If you don't have those very serious illness that need to be handled immediately, and you should come to church, and it's the same as your children.
好了，我就说，如果你不这样的话，那魔鬼发现这是一个非常有效的办法，让你不要去继续的去教会，让你不要的继续去亲近神，就是让你有一点不舒服。
And if you don't do this, and Satan will immediately find that's an easy way to.Give you a little discomfort, and then it will be stop you from going to church.
魔鬼撒旦要做的事情就是拦阻人来到独一真神面前来信靠独一真神。
And Satan, that the only thing he wants to do is stop people come to worship the true God.
后来我这样讲完道之后，有一个弟兄对我说。就你这样说不符合 common sense 啊。
And so after preach, one brother come to me said, "What you said is doesn't make common sense."
这个有病不舒服，当然要休息啦，当然要去看医生啦。你还来教会干什么
？And if you feel some discomfort, of course you got to see the doctor. Why you have to come to church?
你自己在心里祷告，你自己在心里赞美神、敬拜神就可以了。你在医院也可以啊。
And you can actually just yourself, pray in your heart and praise God in your heart, or even on the way to go to hospital, you can do that.
那不舒服，当然要休息，当然在家里啊。你这样，他就用你这样说，不符合 common sense 啊。这美国哎。
And he said, if you have a discomfort, of course you got to stay home. Why you come to church? And it doesn't make sense. And this is in the U.S.
坦白的说，当时我听到这样的，可以说，有一点质问的意思。我当时真的是有点意外的。我没有看到，没有想到会是这样的一个反应。
Be honest, at that time when I hear that brother say that to me, I kind of a little surprised. I don't expect such a reaction.
因为在我以前的教会，那很多弟兄姊妹来聚会的时候，他们都知道有可能被抓去坐牢的，他们也来，而且把自己孩子也带来。
And because in my church in China,before I know some Christian come to worship, they realize they maybe this is the time they're going to be arrested, and not only they themselves come and then they brought their children as well.
有一个小女孩，她早上刚刚被开水烫伤，整个大腿烫伤，皮都破了。她妈妈还带她来教会，而且这个小女孩自己坚持要来教会。
And one thing actually happened in our church before that, a little girl, and it was in the morning, accidentally would be burned by hot water. But the little girl actually insists, want to come to church.
她就妈妈给她就是在家里自己简单包扎一下，处理一下，就来教会啊。
The mother just made some medical treatment at home and then bring her to the church.
那这没有 common sense 啊。
And if according to that, doesn't make common sense.
然后我就在想，看到圣经，看到使徒， 看到早期教会，那他们做的很多很多事情不符合我们今天的 common sense。
So when I look at the Bible and look at the early church and the apostles and a lot of things they do according to today's standard doesn't make any sense。
所以基督徒很多的时候会被人看成是有病，然后人们不想被这种病传染。
And so Christian, many times will be thought as a sick person, and people don't want to be infected by you.
人们会认为这样的人不正常，不是正常人。
And people think this type of person is not normal person.
我以前在，但事实上我见过很多很多这种所谓的不正常，所谓的病症比我那严重许许多多倍的人，我见过很多很多，他们是真正忠心爱主的基督徒。
But also in my life I see a lot of true Christians who love their Lord, and they have a much much more severe symptom than me.
我以前认识一对年轻夫妻，他们是可以说中国一流的大学毕业，非常有前途的年轻人。但他们毕业之后呢，他们全职奉献自己，在校园里面做传道人。
And I know a couple, they graduated from the top university in China, and after graduate, they dedicate themselves to God and do the evangelist work on the campus.
然后双方这个年轻夫妻双方的父母都极其愤怒，他们做出这样的决定，然后要跟他们断绝这个父子关系。
And the both parents, the parents of both family actually is very angry at them, and they even want to terminate their relationship.
然后以至于这一对年轻夫妻要结婚参加婚礼的时候，他邀请他们的父母，他们父母本来说都不来的。
And even though at the time when they going to get married in the wedding, they ask their parents, at the beginning they said they don't want to come.
啊，但是后来双方父母还是来了，因为这毕竟是孩子的婚礼啊。
Of course, later they did come, of course, because this is their children's wedding.
然后后来当我看到这一对年轻夫妻他们在婚礼上照的照片，我发现双方的父母脸上一丝笑容都没有。
And when I look at the wedding picture and I find one thing, that both parents on both sides, they really don't have any smile on their face.
然后周围弟兄姊妹脸上洋溢的笑容，但是双方父母脸上一丝笑容都没有。
But the Christian brothers and sisters on the picture are full of sunshine smiling, but no smile from their parents at all.
后来那个弟兄就笑着跟我说，就说我的爸爸认为我病了，认为我脑子有病。
And the brother actually, the groom basically,told me, he said, my father basically think I'm a sick person.
然后我这种病就是来这个大学读书被其他的基督徒给传染的。
And my father think my sickness was infected when I was came into this university to study or infected by other Christian.
那么不像今天的新冠病毒，人们对这个病毒的起源有各种各样的说法，各种各样的争论。
It's not like today's COVID-19, and there's a lot of discussion argument about where it's originated.
但是对于我刚才所谈到的基督徒身上的这种所谓的不正常，所谓的病症，这个源头是谁呢？源头在哪里呢？
But for the sickness, I was talking quote unquote sickness of a Christian.And all those symptoms, where this sickness originated.
这是毫无争议，非常清晰的。主耶稣基督他自己就是这个源头。
And in this case, unlike the COVID-19, there's no dispute. And Jesus Christ himself is the source of this is the origin of this sickness, quote unquote.
当耶稣道成肉身在世上的时候，耶稣在人们的眼中不是一个正常的人。
And when Jesus' word become flesh, come this world, in people's sight, he is not a normal person.
人们说耶稣这个人疯了，癫狂了。
And people said he is crazy.
那么很多时候耶稣所说的话，耶稣所做的事，确实是跟人们所想的完全的不一样。
And so many times what Jesus said, what Jesus did is different from what people could expect.
耶稣不止一次对他的母亲玛利亚说，妇人，我和你有什么相干？
And more than one time, Jesus actually said to his mother, said, woman, what I have to do with you?
如果我们今天哪一个妈妈的儿子这样对你说话，对这个妈妈说话，我们做妈妈的可能想，我这个儿子脑子出问题了。
And if today some son talk to mother like this, the mother must think my son got a problem.
那么耶稣明明可以行神迹，供应不限量的食物，但是耶稣自己饿了40天，但他却不把石头变成饼给自己吃。
Jesus can't turn the stone into bread, but when he was tempted in the 40 days, he didn't do anythingturn the stone to the bread.
耶稣基督可以平静风浪，耶稣基督可以让人从死里复活，但是耶稣基督却被罗马的士兵所捆绑钉在十字架上。
Jesus can calm the storm, Jesus can resurrect the dead people, but he let Roman soldier nail him on the cross.
当时不仅是世人，就包括耶稣的门徒都无法理解耶稣的这个行为，打给这些罗马军队啊。
Not only the world people, but only his disciples, all his disciples do not understand that you are the son of God, so you definitely can defeat those Roman soldiers.
你是神的儿子，你可以从十字架上下来啊。
You're son of God, you can walk down from the cross.
对于我个人来说，耶稣所有言行当中，在我以前我最不理解的一句话就是
To me, all what Jesus said and did, the things I don't understand the most is
就是在以前我觉得耶稣在十字架上说的那句话，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道，我完全无法理解人可以讲出这样的话。
And before I just don't understand what Jesus said on the cross, Father forgive them for because they don't know what they do.
因为耶稣说那些把他钉十字架的人，耶稣说父啊赦免他们。
Because Jesus was speaking of those who crucified him, and he said, Father forgive them.
然后以前的我根本无法理解，我什么人什么样的人可以讲这样的话，他是无罪的，他帮助过许多人，他拯救过许多人，他完全无罪，但是他却愿意饶恕赦免那些把他钉在十字架上的人。
And before I was not able to understand this type of saying because he's a sinless person and he has all the rights, but he asked forgiveness for those who do wrong to him.
那么在马可福音3:21告诉我们，连耶稣的亲属，耶稣在地上的亲人都认为耶稣疯了。
And in the book of Mark chapter 3, and even Jesus' earthly relatives think he is crazy.
也就是说，这个孩子病了，这个孩子有病。
Basically said this, he's got some sickness. He's a sick person.
然后很多人甚至说耶稣是被鬼附了，而且疯狂了。
And some people said he is possessed by demons and is crazy.
所以我们今天会看见很多很多的基督徒的言行，在世人看来是疯狂的，是一种病，是一种病症。
So today we see a lot of Christians' life in this world's sight it's a crazy and it's type of a sickness.
然后人们就说：“哎呀，不要被这些人传染！哎，这个病有极强的传染性，我们把它隔绝开。”
And then we hear people say this sickness has a very contagious. We should not be infected, and we gotta separate from them.
啊，但是这个传染源，这个传染病的源头非常的清楚，就是主耶稣啊。
And but as we said, this origin of this sickness is very clear. That's what is our Lord Jesus.
然后当耶稣的门徒他们被圣灵充满，他们站起来传讲主耶稣基督的福音。
If you look at the disciple of Jesus, and when they were in the Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they stand up to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
人们就讥笑他们，说这些人是喝醉酒了，这些人不是正常人，喝醉了。
And people laugh at them. Those are not normal person. They got drunk.
然后当使徒保罗传讲福音的时候，这个罗马的高官菲斯都就说：“保罗，你疯了，你癫狂了。”
And same thing happened to Paul when he tried to preach gospel, and the Romans high official actually said, "You're a mad person. You're mad."
如果我们来看圣经，如果我们来看教会的历史，我们会发现许许多多像保罗、像早期教会、早期使徒这样的人，在世人看来，他们是疯狂了。
And if you look at the Bible, if you look at the history of early church, like Paul, and we can see in the word eye that those people are sick, they are crazy, they are mad.
如果我们你去读神学院，你去怎样？人们会让你看一本书，就是《殉道史》。
And if you go to seminary, and you usually can read a book. That book is called Martyrdom.
那么这就讲早期教会许许多多的基督徒为主殉道了，被当时的罗马帝国十次大逼迫。
And that book basically talk about an early church. There's so many Christians become a martyr under Roman Empire.
然后人们不理解这些人，人们说这些人完全是疯狂，为一个看不到的、摸不到的耶稣去死、去殉道。
And at that time, people don't understand those people, and they don't understand their action. They can become a martyr for a person, Jesus, that they cannot see, they cannot touch.
然后当罗马的士兵把这些基督徒都丢到这个斗兽场里，野兽的眼前，把这些基督徒绑在火星柱上的时候。
When those Roman soldiers put them in the Colosseum and or put bound them in the fire.
然后罗马人会把他们的亲人，把他们的妻子，把他们的丈夫，把他们的孩子带到他们眼前来。
And the Roman soldier actually bring their relatives, like the husband, wife, and the children, to them.
然后罗马人希望这些孩子的眼泪，这些妻子的哀哭，或者丈夫的哀求，能够让这些基督徒的殉道者否认他们的信仰，否认主耶稣基督。
And the Roman soldier hope that the husband's begging and the wife's crying and the children's crying can change those martyrs.Face to deny Christ.
但是这些基督徒没有。
But those Christians did.
然后这些基督徒甚至对他们的孩子说，就说妈妈，我今天在上帝的荣耀当中，我希望你以后也可以在上帝的荣耀当中。
And those Christian mother and even say to their children, today I'll be in the glory of God and I hope.I wish one day you will be in the glory of God.
当时世界上最强大的帝国，罗马帝国，十次逼迫基督徒，逼迫基督教会。
At that time, in the world most powerful empire, and persecute Christians 10 times.
那今天罗马帝国在哪里呢？
But today, where is the Roman Empire?
但是今天教会又在哪里呢？
But look at today's church.
今天那些凯撒们在哪里呢？
Today, where is the Caesars?
但是今天无数的人把他们的生命交在一个看不见摸不到的主耶稣手中。
But today, look at so many people commit their life to Jesus Christ that they cannot see, they cannot touch.
在华人基督徒当中，有一个基督徒，因为他的疯狂非常出名。
And in Christian, Chinese Christian history, there is a Christian that's very famous for his, quote-unquote craziness.
这就是宋尚杰弟兄。
And it's the Dr. Song.
然后宋先生弟兄被人家称为宋疯子。
And he actually often referred by people called the Crazy Song.
他在俄亥俄州立大学拿了化学博士学位。
He got his doctor's degree in the Ohio University.
后来他回到中国，然后他把他的这些博士学位都扔了。
And on his journey back to China, he threw all those diploma and doctor's certification and everything into the ocean.
然后当时的这个博士们会有一把金钥匙，真的是纯金的钥匙，他把个金钥匙也丢海里了。
At that time, actually, those people got doctor's degree, they got a golden key. This is a real gold. And he also threw that into the ocean as well.
然后他也没有穿上什么博士服啊什么的，他就是穿一个蓝布的褂子，一个大袍，一个当中国人的衣服。
He didn't wear any just think he's just a the kind that think he actually kind of.Put the Chinese Christian image in a wrong place.
然后有一次，宋尚杰弟兄讲这个浪子的比喻，他就带了几头猪，就带到这个讲台下面，把这几头猪圈在一起。
And one time in the preach, then I brought a picnic and put that.
然后当中也讲在猪圈里的时候，他就自己的猪圈在这个打滚，这个群当中就滚来滚去。
And so when you talk about is the product son was in pig's pen, and he started jumping among the pigs and roll around.
人们都说这个人疯了。
And people said this guy is.
我不知道有多少做妻子的希望自己的丈夫变成这个样子。
I don't know how many people, as a wife, you wish your husband.
我不知道多少做丈夫的希望自己的妻子变成这个样子。
How many husbands wish your wife like this?
我相信很多人不希望自己的孩子变成这个样子。
I believe a lot of parents don't want your children, like this.
但是宋尚杰弟兄被人称为是上帝撒到华人世界的一个火种啊。
And but.Brother Song was referred as a fire that God threw into Chinese people.
给华人教会华人这个区带来极大的属灵的复兴，就透过这么一个火种。
And through Brother Song, actually God bring a great revival among Chinese Christians.
宋尚杰弟兄说，倘若我有100个孩子，我愿意他们每个人都当传道人，做传道人比当总统还光荣。
And Brother Song said, if I have 100 children, I want every one of them to become preacher, because this is much honorable than become a president.
我们在这个新冠疫情当中，我们来思想这个词传染。
And in this COVID-19 time, we think about this word infection.
当我们来看到我们基督徒的信仰的时候，很多的时候在世人看来，这就是一种传染病。
And we think about, when we think about the Christian faith in the world's view, this is a type of infectious disease.
然后我们看见，无论是圣经当中的那些信心的伟人，还是现实生活当中的许许多多的基督徒，他们在世人看来，这些人是病人，是有病的。
And from a Bible, church history, or even today, there's a lot of Christian in the world view is a sick person.
这个传染病的源头在哪里呢？
But we know the origin of this infectious disease.Is,
就是主耶稣基督
and the origin is Jesus Christ.
我们今天一开始所读的经文告诉我们，这就是神的心意。神让那些得救的人、被拣选的人，就像叫磨成他儿子主耶稣基督的样子。
And the Bible we just read in the beginning of the sermon that this is God's will because God wants the Christian be molded into theimage of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说，世界不会喜欢你们的，因为世界就不喜欢我，不喜欢耶稣。
Therefore, that what Jesus told his disciples said, the world won't like you because the world do not like me.
那么主耶稣的原话说，世界会恨你们，就像世界恨我一样。
And the word of Jesus actually said that the world will hate you just like it hate me.
因为你们不属这个世界。
Because you're not of this world.
那么我们刚才谈到，当我们信靠主耶稣基督之后，我们在世人看来好像都染上了跟基督一样的病症。
So, we said when we trust in Jesus Christ and in the world view, we are kind of have the same.A sickness as Jesus Christ.
那我们除了得到这样的一个像耶稣那样的病症之外，我们还收获了什么呢？
So besides we have the same symptom as Jesus Christ, what else we gain?
我们简单的来看一下，因为时间的关系。
Because of time, we briefly go through what else we gain.
胆量。
Number one is the courage. Boldness, if you want.
当使徒们被圣灵充满，被圣灵感动，他们站起来传讲天国福音的时候，人们看见他们第一个表现出来的生命状态，就他们以前没有的，就是他们的勇气，他们的胆量。
And when the disciples were filled by Holy Spirit, when they stood up, and the people saw from them is the things they don't have before. That's the courage.
所以人们就稀奇啊，就这些人不是这样，这些人不是这样，但是现在怎么这么有勇气，这么有胆量？
So Bible said at that time people amazed because those people are not like that before, but how could they be so courageous?
为什么呢？因为他们已经不再害怕死亡。
Why is that? Well, one of the reasons is they no longer fear death.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣释放那些一生因怕死为奴的人。
And because the Bible told us that he destroyed death and he destroyed the power of death and released us from the slavery situation because of fear of death.
所以，这些信靠跟从耶稣的人，他们在世人来看，他们好像充满了勇气。那么当我们来仔细思想，我们到底怕什么？怕什么？我们尤其是在这个新冠蔓延的时候，我们到底怕什么？怕死啊。但这些人他们已经被耶稣从对死亡的惧怕当中释放出来了。
So when we think about the courage, we think about what we fear about, especially in this COVID-19 time period, we think about what do we really feel. And of course, ultimately, we feel death. But for those who trust in Christ, and we are already released from the fear of death.
然后这些信靠耶稣的人，他们宣告，没有什么能够让他们与基督的爱隔绝。
And the second, what they gain is that they can claim that nothing can separate them from the love of God.
他们在这里列举患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿，赤身露体、危险、刀剑。
And the Bible listed the things that some of the things that like tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness.Pearl or saw.
然后他们列举这一切，他们说他们靠着耶稣完全得胜了。
And they listed all this, and then they finally claim by Jesus, they all have a triumph over all this.
然后他们深信，无论是生是死，是一切事情，都不能让他们与基督的爱隔绝。
And they convinced that no matter life, death, anything in the high and down below, nothing can separate them from the love of Christ.
所以他们得到上帝对他们的爱是永远不可能被隔绝，永远不可能消失的爱。
So they gained the love of God that gave to them that cannot be separated, cannot be stopped.
很多的时候，当我们来读这一段经文的时候，我们没有认真去思想。
A lot of time we read this passage, we didn't give a careful thinking.
很多人说，如果神的爱跟我在一起，上帝对我的爱永远不会失去，那我怎么还会去经历这些困苦啊、刀剑啊、逼迫啊、饥饿？怎么还会有这些事情呢？那不会有啊，因为上帝爱我呀。
And people think, if I never lost the love of God, how can I still have all those things like persecution, tribulation, and peril and sorrow? Because God loved me, how can I still have those things?
所以这是我们对上帝的爱的一个严重的误解。有时候当我们来读这段经文，我们心里所期望的就是神的爱会把我从这些困难当中带出来，所以我不会经历这些困难。
And we have a big misunderstanding of the love of God. When we read this passage, we think the love of God will bring us out of those things. I will not experience these things.
但是使徒在这里被神的灵所感动，他说什么？他说我经历这些事情，更让我知道上帝对我的爱不改变。
But the apostle, when they wrote this, and the Holy Spirit, and basically says, when I...through these things, and I now experience the love of God. And it never changed.
上帝爱我，上帝要让我像他的独生爱子主耶稣基督。
And God loved me, and God wanted to make me more and more like his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
天父上帝从来没有让主耶稣基督离开十字架的道路。
Heavenly Father never let Jesus Christ away from the path to the cross.
就在十字架的道路当中，主耶稣说，我和神本为一。
And just on the path to the cross, and Jesus said, I and God are one.
正是在耶稣基督的门徒走在十字架的道路上，这些耶稣的门徒就欣喜，他们发现耶稣就在我身边，与我同行。
And just as those disciples, when they walk on their way to the cross, and they are filled with joy because Jesus walked with them.
因为神让我越来越像他。
Because God make me more and more like him.
像无罪的耶稣，上帝也把我从罪当中拯救出来。
Like a sinless Christ, and God saved me from the sin.
所以我们会看见这些基督的门徒，他们除了得到世人所看上去的这种所谓的病症，他们得到了勇气，他们得到上帝对他们不断绝的爱。
So we can see, besides they get the symptom of the sickness, the disciple of Christ also gained.The strength, the courage, and they gained the love of God never change.
然后他们得到了 世人没有的东西就是自由，基督里真正的自由。
And thirdly, they also gain the liberty or freedom in Christ.
所以圣经说，就有些假弟兄进来，就窥探这些在基督里的自由，就是他们就不明白这种真正的自由，他们很嫉妒。OK， 这是在基督里的自由，这是每一个基督徒所从主那里所得到的。
And so this is a freedom in Christ, and every Christian will gain this type of liberty and freedom in Christ.
这种自由很多的时候是让外邦人羡慕，让世人羡慕，他们无法理解，他们无法解释，但是他们渴望这种真自由，但他们又不知道。
And this type of liberty freedom is designed for those people don't know God, and they envy, and they want to have it, but they cannot have it.
然后得到那力量，凡事都能做。
And then he will have the strength. By that strength, we can deal with anything.
然后得到我们今天一开始就提到的目标，人生的目标。
And then they gain the goal and the goal of our life.
一个没有目标的人生是非常悲惨的。
If a person's life doesn't have a goal, and it will be very tragic.
或者一个有错误目标的人生可能会更加悲惨。
If I have a wrong goal of your life, then it will be even tragic.
因为最后你会发现这一切都不值得。这一切都不值得，你为之付上一生的东西，付上一生的目标，你会发现这不值得。
Because in the end, you find that nothing, all this what you struggle for it is not worthy of your spending your own life.
这就是所罗门的感叹，他说这无数的荣华富贵，甚至他的智慧。到最后就让他看到这其实都是虚空的，他虚度了他在地上的一生。
That's what the Solomon have, and with all his glories in the kingdom and all even his wisdom, in the end he will claim all is a vanity and it's vanity.
今天我们常常会看见很多人自毁，很多人甚至自杀。为什么会这样？因为他不知道为什么活着了。
And today we see a lot of people like blame themselves a lot, sometimes even kill themselves, but because they don't know for what they should live.
基督徒，我们有最宝贵的、最荣耀的目标，就耶稣给我们的使命。我们有一个标杆。
And a Christian will have a most precious, most glorious goal that Jesus gave to us. We have that mark.
所以我们可以永远忘记背后，努力面前。
So we can always forget the past and press on.
那么当然，耶稣给我们带来真正的喜乐。
Of course, Jesus will give us the true joy.
给我们带来永生。
And bring the eternal life.
我们今天来思想在这段时间非常流行的一个词，叫做传染。
So today we think about a common term in this time, it's infection.
其实全世界的人都被传染，都被感染。
And all the world, this whole world, everyone was infected.
有些人被魔鬼撒旦所传染，或者说被魔鬼的谎言所感染。
Someone infected by Satan, or can say by Satan's cheat.
他们把他们的一生投注在一个谎言当中，投注在一个虚谎的目标当中。
And they invested their whole life in a false saying, a lie.
我还是举蔡耀明弟兄所给我分享的一件事情。
And I want to share that brother Cai and a story he shared with me.
就是蔡明弟兄有一次跟我说，他说很多人看我们这些宣教士很疯狂吧，去到印尼一些原始人的地方，去到一些最危险的地方。
And he told me that someone see evangelists are pretty crazy and go to some place that no people, Indonesia, some people that never set foot on.
他说事实上那些做生意的人呢、啊、他们比我们疯狂多了，他们去到一些最危险的地方。
And but those people actually doing business, they're even crazier than us. They go to some place that we even, even remote place.
然后他就说，当时在印尼，他们去到一些非常荒蛮的地方。后来他们发现，那些做燕窝买卖的人早都去过那里了。
And he said, when they do evangelist work in Indonesia, they went to a very remote place.But they, when they went there, they find that those people doing bird nest business, those people are already there.
无数人因为采燕窝已经被摔死了，无死了无数人了，就做燕窝生意的人。
And a lot of people doing bird nest business, and they put their life. They, some because they collect the bird nest, they will fall down to death. There's a lot of people died in this business.
我们看这个今天这个世界有病的人，这个世界疯狂的人到处都是啊，为了金钱，为了名誉，为了心中的欲望，他们做出非常疯狂的事情，非常甚至愚昧的事情，他们都有病。
And today we can see there's a lot of sick person for the possession, for fame, for whatever they put, do a lot of crazy things, and they are also sick person.
他们甚至他们比基督徒那疯狂多了。
And some are even crazier than Christian.
他们也被感染了，他们被魔鬼撒旦的谎言所感染。
They're infected too. They're infected by the lie of Satan.
所有人都被感染，一种是被魔鬼撒旦的谎言所感染，一种就是基督徒被耶稣基督的福音所改变。
So this all people are.Infected. One kind of people is infected by the lies of Satan. The other people is infected by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们今天愿意我们每个人来思想这个问题。我们愿意被谁感染？
May each one of us can thinking about this carefully. We were willing to be infected by which one?
或者我们说，我们今天已经是基督徒了。那我们有没有心里其实跟从的是魔鬼的谎言呢？
And so today when we say we are already a Christian, we got to examine ourselves. Is in our heart we still follow the lies of Satan?
好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿圣灵带领我们每一个人高举主耶稣基督的名。
We may Holy Spirit lead us that we, each one of us, we can lift Jesus' name up in high.
愿一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀归给宝座上曾经被杀的羔羊。
May all the praise, thanks, and glory to the Lamb who was slain and now sit on the throne.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢冯涛弟兄给我们带来的信息，真的是愿我们每个人都能够走出去，背负着大使命，我们去传染，我们去感染更多的人，让更多的人归向主，而不是被魔鬼撒旦所带走。那我们一起来唱这首接下来的回应诗歌，我愿为你去。 好，感谢主。我想我们可能在我们当中，不会所有人都受到神的呼召去成为传教士，去宣讲，去到处去去传道。但是我们作为基督徒，我们每个人在每天的生活中，我们要去感染，也为了神的大使命做工，要感染周围我们周围的人，感染我们家人，真的是让我们，这个传染带引号的传染，可以把神的福音传播出去，靠神的恩典站立，就像歌中所唱立的一样，所唱的一样，靠着神的恩典站立。那我们接下来是报告时间。我们第一个报告事项是鼓励大家参加教会其他的线上活动，周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三上午10点的姊妹会，和周五晚上7点半的查经。然后我们都邀请大家通过同一个链接 Zoom 的链接，可以加入到这些线上的活动中来。好，第二个祷告事项就是我们继续为 Idaho 居家令第一阶段解除后我们教会的聚会和服事来祷告。我们教会暂定是在2周之后5月17号陆续恢复在教会的主日学和主日敬拜。然后具体的这个操作事宜，我们会在接下来的接下来1周中间报告，我们商量好报告给大家。然后我们请大家为这个事情来祷告，然后求神保守每个人的心。接下来报告像是5月9号周六上午8点有会，也同样是在线上举行，同样的一个 link。 我们请有愿意参加的，我们可以来加入到我们讨论中间。然后我们第一报告是6号，就下下周回到教会聚会的那一天之前，周六上午教会会春季扫除，然后请弟兄姐妹知道也预留时间来参加。到时候会一些清洁、一些消毒的用具，我们可以把教会清理一遍，然后为第二天的部分。有人请在票方式寄到教会的邮箱，然后这个地址，教会的邮箱，大家也可以 Google 上面直接搜到教会的地址。父创造主，我信基督，上帝的独生子。因着圣灵从童贞女玛利亚生，本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。 Amen。 好，那我们接下来请冯涛弟兄为我们祝祷。
我们今天用哥林多后书13章14节的经文来祝祷。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。 Amen。
May the grace of Lord Jesus, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
好，那接下来大家默祷后可以散会，今天的聚会就结束，下周同一时间我们在线上见。